Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
You're welcome back to Drive Time. The family of a boy with cerebral palsy are appealing to the government to help fund a specially adapted wheelchair-accessible vehicle. 8-year-old Bear from Kilbeg in County Meath recently had to upgrade to an electric wheelchair in order to get around. But this new and heavy and bulky power chair can't be transported in a regular car, leaving the family unable to travel for medical and therapeutic appointments. Drive Time's reporter Dalla Kilroy met with Bear's father, David Butler, in Meath this afternoon.
Bear's 8 years old. He's my son. At birth, he suffered quite a severe stroke, which caused him to have cerebral palsy. He has very reduced mobility. He can't use both of his legs. He only has the use of one arm. And he's various other conditions too, like epilepsy, scoliosis. It's varying. So he used to use a manual wheelchair. But with his size now, and due to comfort and his restricted mobility, he needed a motorised power chair. So we were waiting about a year and a half to get that. 5 months ago, we managed to get it.
We're looking at the chair here. What difference has it made in his life?
So with this motorised wheelchair, he can actually manoeuvre it himself now instead of being pushed. He's an 8-year-old boy, so it gives him a bit of independence. And to be honest with you, it has changed his life. He can get around the house and that, and even out into the garden. The only unfortunate thing is it doesn't fit in a regular car, so unfortunately we're kind of stuck at home now and we're in a bit of a limbo. You know, since the COVID restrictions are being lifted, we find ourselves in this situation that we're still in isolation, and we have been kind of stuck in the house since March 2020. It's very, very heavy. So it weighs 230 kilos or something. You can't even move it or let alone lift it. In order to get it into a car, you need a fold down ramp. You know, there needs lowered floors, there needs custom tie downs, various seating. You know, as I said, he has scoliosis, so he's in pain 24 hours a day. So we need the proper seating for him. With the adaptations that Bear needs to his vehicle, you're talking 50, 60,000 euros. It's a huge cost, and we would be not in the position to fund that ourselves. It's tough on not just us, but on him mentally, because he's homeschooled as well. He has to attend various therapies. They're hard to get to. The ironic thing is, if he was going to school, the school can apply for grants to get transport if he needed to go to school. But because we homeschool, we're kind of cut out of the loop, you know.
You're living here in a rural part of Meath. It's quite isolated already. What's daily life been like given the limited ability to transport the wheelchair?
Daily life is a struggle anyway, due to Bear's condition. But being stuck in and stuck at home is extremely difficult. And, you know, people will understand from the point of view of lockdown, when they weren't allowed to leave their home, it was difficult. But for the foreseeable future, that is our future. We can't leave our home. And even just to bring him out to a forest, to a park, you know, he can't play football, he can't ride a bike, but we'd love to be able to just bring him out and about. And the flip side of that is he attends neurology in Temple Street, he attends paediatrics in Drogheda. I don't know how we're going to get him there. We had to postpone a lot of the appointments due to COVID, but now they're all kind of backing up. And we don't actually know how we're going to do it. And even just to go out to the shop and come back, we can't do that, and we haven't been able to do that. And he's finding it tough, and it's heartbreaking for us as parents to see him. It's tough. It is heartbreaking.
You've written to several ministers and you've looked for funding. What are the costs and what have you heard back?
Basically, there used to be a scheme called the Motorised Transport Grant. Now, that was scrapped in 2013. I have been on to a number of ministers in relation to it. Unfortunately, it doesn't just fall within one remit. The Department of Justice is involved, the Department of Finance is involved, the Department of Health is involved, and indeed the Department of Transport is involved. There has been working groups set up to try and devise a new scheme. But as yet, there's still no further developments, and any replies I do get, which are few and far between, they're basically just passing us from pillar to post. And it's really not good enough. And there just seems to be various steering groups, strategy groups set up to address it. But I was told that it's not ready for cabinet, so it hasn't been put forward. The one that was scrapped in 2013, it was only including people with severe disabilities over the age of 17. And we would like them to widen it to include parents of children with disabilities. And we're not alone. I mean, there's plenty of people in the same boat as us, really. We feel very let down by the government. We've always felt low priority over the last 8 years because people with disabilities struggle every day. But just, we see money being handed out left, right and centre due to the pandemic. And that's fine. It's needed. But again, we just feel like we're at the bottom rung of the ladder. And we feel just like Bear is just a forgotten child. You know, we've been trying to get some funding together with a GoFundMe page, which was very difficult for us to do as a family. You know, begging for money is not something that we take lightly. But we'd no other choice. And our family and friends have been extremely generous. But unfortunately, with the costs involved, it's not going to cover a fraction of what we need. We need that government support and we need it urgently.
And that was David Butler from Meath ending that report from Della Kilroy. We did ask for an update from the Department of Health. No one was available, but in a recent response on a related matter, Disability Minister Anne Rabbitt, I can tell you, noted that work is ongoing on the policy proposals for the provision of transport supports for people with disabilities. And I'm sure that would be welcomed by Bear and his family, but they seem to be in a particularly urgent situation.